Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. It's not even funny anymore. Christopher Ramsey. How?
Honestly.
How in God's name have you made it to the semi-finals of a dancing competition?
Probably something to do with being one of the greatest dancers in Britain. Probably. I'm definitely the best dancer north of Weatherby Services on the year one.
Do you think?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Best dancer north of Weatherby Services, and I'll fight anyone who says I'm not. And by fight, I mean dance off.
Oh, gosh. I'd love to say that. Listen.
Thank you.
Feels, can you feel the...
Feels like a sarcastic clap.
I know, yeah, because yeah. I'm furious.
Feels like a sarcastic clap.
At the same
clap.
Time.
Yeah. I mean, hey. No one's as surprised as me.
I know.
Did you see me face, man, when they put us through? Me jaw hit me chest. I didn't know my mouth could open that wide.
That was hilarious.
Unbelievable. I turned to Alex. I went, I'm so sorry. I just went, honestly, I looked at her. I went, I'm so, and bless her. She went, why are you saying sorry? And I was like, I don't know. Craziness.
Did you think you'd gone? Did you think you were just gone?
Rosie, without letting everyone behind the sort of, you know, behind the curtain here, I phoned you. When I found out I was in the dance-off, because you have a bit time to prepare.
Yep.
Me and Karen didn't prepare. No. We sat on a flight case at the back, chatting, talking about all the stuff we're going to do with the couple of weeks that we've got off now. Yep. I phoned you. You didn't say, you know, dance your best, Chris. Just focus. You know, you'd imagine ringing your wife. I'm in the dance-off. Focus, Chris. Look, try and remember your steps. Whatever you did on the night, do it better. Do it bigger and better now in the dance-off. No. You said, look, you've had a good run, Chris.
Well,
look, it's good. We'll put the tree up. We'll go away for the week.
I'm not being great, funny. Great. Got me excited. You got me so excited because we're like, I'm in the dance-off. I'll be out. And then you rang me when you got through and you were like, I got through. And then you said, and you were like, Karen was so impressed. She said, I glided. I was like, that's not what we agreed. Glided, Chris.
The difference was, right, I was so nervous on the night, on Saturday's show, but on Sunday's show, I was convinced I was going. I literally looked. Mm. It was Kelvin and Alex left, and I was like, right, well, either of them are going to smash me without a doubt. And I was like, well, they're gonna smash us. I was just convinced I was going home. So I was like, yeah, I might as well just enjoy this. And there was no fear, no nerves, and I danced better. And I can't actually still get my head around it.
What are you going to... You're in the last four? Oh my God.
It's madness.
What are you going to do if you're in the final? What are you going to do if you win? You're not winning.
It's not a chance. No way. I think I'm going home this week.
Do you know what though? I keep saying, I'm like, oh, you'll not win. But then I'm like, I don't know. I didn't think you'd get the final four.
Neither did I.
So, I just don't know.
I think I was 100-1 to get to the final the other day, which is pretty good. So mm-hmm. I hope anyone who put money on that, I hope I could get to the final just to make you a few quid.
Oh wow, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Loads of people, when I was 101, loads of people were putting tenners on it.
So what do you win if you're 100-1 of the tenner? £1,000?
Is that 100 times 10, that's £1,000, isn't it?
I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of maths going on there.
Oh,
I don't know.
Think so.
Too busy
talking. £999? I don't know. Is it £990? Anyway, knocking on a grand, I reckon.
Amazing.
Good luck to anyone. Good luck. But don't come knocking on my door when you lose your money. It's 100-1 for a reason. Hey guys, it is episode 43. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sticking with it. We love you. And before we start, a word from this week's lucrative, lucrative sponsor.
Chris.
This week's sponsor is Shirley and Bruno.
Chris,
hey,
no,
want to stay in a competition longer than you're welcome? Shirley and Bruno.
You can't be sponsoring Shirley and Bruno. We have a real sponsor this week.
No way.
I honestly.
Another real one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, Shirley and Bruno, you wait for next week, but thank you again.
Listen, Shirley and Bruno, if by any chance you are listening, I doubt it very much, but if they are, please don't save them next week because we've got Christmas decorations to put up. I'm terrified of the loft. We've got stuff to do. Chris has a list of jobs as long as my arm.
The recycling bin is a travesty.
It's disgusting.
Honestly.
Please, Robin misses his dad. Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. To Shag Married Annoyed.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate it. We say this all the time. We sound so gushy, but this podcast has took off a lot more than we thought it would.
Crazy. Crazy.
So we are just riding this wave of people enjoying talking about shit and enjoying talking about ruined relationships. And we just love you for it.
The amount of people, can I just say, the amount of people who sort of quote things from the podcast on Twitter, people who I see in the street who say things from the podcast, like it's really
lovely.
But
you've had that. See, you've had that though with comedy. I've never had that before. So to me, I keep saying to you all the time, I'm like, somebody tweeted saying like something that we'd said before, and it's such a nice feeling.
Little catchphrases and stuff. It is really cool. It's lovely. We love the little community we've created here. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, we'll be doing questions from the public later on. Please like, rate and subscribe on all your little podcast shops as well. It's just really lovely to see lovely things that you're seeing, and we're dead glad you're still listening. We've just broke 13 million downloads, which we never thought would happen. It's awesome.
13 million.
Hey, listen, if all of you bastards just gave at least 50 pence per one, right? We'd have 6.5 million quid in the bank now, but you couldn't be arsed, could you?
Is that actually, are you?
You couldn't be arsed.
Is that how much we'd have?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Even if we just charge 50 pence an episode.
It's not
much,
6.5 million
quid in the bank.
It's not a lot of money, 50 pence.
All yours, right? Listen to this now, free, on whatever you're listening to, on your commute or whatever. Eh? Try not to laugh on the tube. Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Robbing us.
Dingy bastard.
Literally.
We're totally joking.
Robin blind. Should we put our bank details on the next one?
No, I think that would backfire.
Is it illegal?
No, I'm joking. We don't want anything. Can you remember that poor person who sent a tenner to us and I had to send it and I just literally left it?
Why did they send? For the sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, someone sent me a tenner.
I know, remember that. We mentioned it earlier on, yeah. But guys, we're joking. We don't want any money off you. We love you. It's great. Thank you so much. We just love that you're listening. I think we should just touch on what happened just before we started the podcast.
Oh my god, the photo.
Yeah. So this was lovely, by the way. Do you want to explain what happened?
I've just put a picture on my Instagram of me, Robin and Chris on the sofa. It was kind of just like a little angled one. I don't study my pictures that much. Yeah. I'm very much, if you follow
me. I mean, you should, because there's genuinely like almost 400,000 people watching you, looking at your photos, so you probably should.
I don't know, you know.
I could have had a bollock hanging out or anything.
Well, mate. It's happened before. I just put this picture on and every single comment was saying that you look ill, dying, tired. A lot of them were like concerned moms.
Yeah.
He looks knackered, bless him. He's lost weight. One of them was like, has he got a black eye? No.
I'm just a shadow of me for myself.
You're just so tired.
You took the photo and it was lovely. I thought it was lovely. And I took Robin up to bed and I came down and you were busy doing an Insta story explaining that I wasn't ill. And you wrote me into the story going, look, tell them all you're okay. And then you put me photo, like my face was on the video. And you were just like, oh, actually, no, you do. You look terrible.
Shit.
Honestly, heavens above. But it's because we're doing two dances this week. It's craziness. Mm. Craziness.
Well, it's because it's more physical exercise than you've ever done in your whole entire life, I can imagine.
Exactly. But it's all good. Still going. Guys, if you want to watch it on Saturday, feel free. Watch it Saturday night. Strictly, it's the semi. I'm in the bloody semi-final.
Got a massive semi.
A raging semi this week.
I hope you don't imagine that. Imagine the papers. If you had a semi. You've already had bloody Ramsey's bulge. Didn't be getting a semi on.
I'll be honest with you. That bulge
semis.
Twitter account had a field day when I got into the semi.
Oh, did it?
Oh, it was. I've got to be honest. I had to congratulate them. I'm possibly going to follow them soon and message them going, right, who are you?
You don't follow really your own bulge page?
No, someone set up a page of me own bulge. It's really
we're talking about his penis, by the way.
Yeah, so when I did the Blackpool salsa, something happened with me pants and it looked momentarily like I had a massive bulge, which I don't have. And they were basically... Not many people would. Yeah.
Take my word for it.
Not many people would denounce that. But yeah, they've started a Twitter account. And it is quite funny.
How many followers does it have?
Oh, it's got about 60, but it keeps following people. I know it might have about 400, to be fair. But it keeps following people, and people get the little notification, Chris Ramsey's bulge followed you, and then they send it to me, and they're like, dear mate. And I'm like, oh, God.
I'm going to have to follow them back. I don't think I did.
No, don't, because they'll be able to DM you, and it'll be weird.
Are you kidding me? I'd love it. I'd love a direct message from your knob. Just checking in. Oh, you better be.
Wink.
Ew.
Oh.
One-eyed wink.
Oh.
Disgusting. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. What have you been up to?
Oh, living vicariously through your life. Just because, for some reason, I seem to be doing it myself. I don't know. It's taken over my life.
Strictly, when they say that when you do Strictly, your whole family does it. It's taken over this podcast. It's all we've bloody talked about. We're doing a wine cast, guys. Yeah. Cheers. Chin, chin.
Cheers, babe. How are you?
Chin, chin, everyone. Chin, chin. There you are.
Cheers.
Christmas is frighteningly close.
Disgustingly close, Chris. And I don't feel Christmassy at all because you're never here and we're comping them up. At all. I can't go in there. I'm terrified of the loft. You know this.
Look, we're going to put the decorations up in a few days, right? I'm going to go up in the loft and we get them all down. Robin and Bill to help her. It's going to be lush.
Thank you. It's going to be absolutely lush.
That'll
make us feel a bit better.
Yes. I can't wait. I forgot what even all the stuff looks like. I'm well excited.
I know, me too.
Not been up anything then? Nothing at all?
Nothing much. Just kind of work and writing bits and bobs. But I am currently, like, seeing as you're not here, I am living advent calendar hell. I don't know why I bothered. Elaborate. Why have we bothered? Well, because if you're listening, I don't know if advent calendars are a thing everywhere. Basically, in England, you have an advent calendar. You open every day. It has a number on it and you get a chocolate.
Yeah, I think most people
know
that.
I think people know. It's just in case.
I think anyone listening who doesn't know what an advent calendar is. I mean, if you're the person listening who didn't know what an advent calendar is, welcome to the future.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
But it's very hard for a chocoholic four-year-old to grasp the fact that you can only have one a day. God.
Yeah.
Chrissy's asking us every 30 seconds, but he can't say advent calendar, so he goes, anent calendar?
Anent calendar.
Anent calendar. And I'm like, it's advent calendar for one, and no, you're not getting any more. He's already 3 days ahead. He's 3 days ahead.
Well, he's got a Lego one as well, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a
Lego one. You told us to get that for him, and I've regretted it ever since.
Oh, honestly, yeah. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. No. Well, when I came home the other day, he immediately took me through to your office and basically gave us one of my Christmas presents that you bought with him.
Oh, I know, because I made the mistake of taking him Christmas shopping and I bought other people's stuff. And then everyone who comes, he told me mum as well. He's like, oh, mama, this is for you for Christmas. And my mum was like, it's not Christmas.
Well, your mum's getting a taste of her own medicine. That's all she does. She always just gives people their shit early. That's her famous thing.
Oh, my gosh, she's done it again.
That's her favourite trick. Has she done it again?
She's done it again. Basically, we went shopping last week, me and my mum, Sandra, and she was like, I'm going to get you a candle for Christmas. Which one do you want? You know, when you're like, you could have just picked this one and wrapped it up. You don't have to tell us. And then as well, she's bought us some incense because we went to a posh cafe in London and they had incense burning in the toilet, and she's thought about it ever since.
Great.
And then she's like, I've got your incense for Christmas. So you might want to get a holder. And you know, when you're like, could you not have got us a holder? Could you just not have told us?
Sorry, what kind of candle?
She's bought us a smelly candle.
Right, incense and a smelly candle. What are you trying to say?
I didn't know.
What's all this? Eh? I brought you some breath mints and some scented bog roll because your mouth and arse crack stink.
I should just tell you.
Jesus Christ. What's the house fucking lifting?
I don't know.
Some potpourri. I got some pegs for everyone's noses. Just leave them in a little bowl at the front door when people come in because yours are lifting.
She's got us worried now. Watch Easter. Plug in. At least I plug in. I don't know. So I know the whole family
have saved up, and what we're getting for your anniversary is we're getting one of them things that they do in Breaking Bad where they put a big tent over your house and fumigate the whole smelly bastards.
I'd love one of them.
So would I, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Good God.
So don't forget that you've had that Christmas present.
Yeah.
I'm going to be making a list, and then when it comes to the day, I'll be reminding you you've had that.
I was buzzing, to be fair, because I was back for one day off from Strictly, and it was I'm looking at it now, it's over on the bench, it was a Flintstones Lego, and I didn't know there was a Flintstones Lego, and me and him made it. And do you
know
what?
That was 50 quid, you know.
Lego was not cheap.
That was 50 quid.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when you put it together, it's tiny.
Yeah.
Very small pieces, though.
Very small. Was he? It was a very entertaining build.
Oh, I'm glad.
Huh? Does that annoy you, that phrase? Entertaining build?
Horrible.
Build. Good build, that. It was a good build. That's how us Lego guys talk.
Wow.
It's a good build, that.
That's yeah. Saddest thing couple I've hours. Heard.
Couple hour build. It's good. Challenging build.
No. 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 Stop.
Wow. Well, don't like the look you're giving us. You really don't fancy me in this moment.
No, you still have to have sex.
Is it because I look like shit?
It's because you look like shit and you're talking about Lego.
Look like shit and talking
like,
shit.
Like you work on a building site. It's just a bit weird. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hey, you! Think you're hard getting in the semi-finals day of a dancing competition? Aye, you're not.
Oh, we need to start videoing these podcasts because you jumped up when it was your time to do Barry Beef. That's Barry. That's Barry introducing the beef to everyone. Anything else you've got to say, Barry?
Tired. No, I don't. Barry has nothing. Barry only does the one line.
Okay.
Don't try and make him more because right. he's not a complex character.
Okay, right.
He's very much just an in and out. Right. That's all he does. And if you make it more, then it just gets complicated and people will get sick of him. So Barry's he doesn't stick around
okay,
for long.
Okay, we'll just use Barry. He's a one shot. He's a one trick pony. Mm-hmm. Cool. What's your beef? Ladies first? Or do you want me to go first? It's up to you.
I'll go first.
Ladies first.
So obviously with Strictly, you're away again.
Sorry.
Not yet very much.
Sorry.
I think I've touched on this in the past in this podcast, but I can't remember exactly. I'm just going to go there again. You're still sending workmen round to the house when you're not here. Gareth came and did the radiators.
The plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't get us wrong, he's lovely, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Terrified people coming to the house.
You've watched
I don't know why
much,
doing
you've
this.
Watched too much Luther and stuff, man.
Well, he brought a friend with him. I don't know who that is.
Right, okay, I'm sorry.
You need to stop doing it, it's not cool.
I know,
it's not good.
You need to fix the shower. The shower broke.
I could have handled the shower not working.
Right, okay.
I'd rather have a not working shower than be attacked, mugged,
right,
and everything that goes in between.
Okay, okay, right. I don't have a leg to stand on here. No. But you've got to stop this weirdness about workmen. Did a guy come for the gate the other day as well?
I don't know, I was locked in the house.
I was hiding under your bed like
with
Kevin,
a knife.
Like Kevin McAllister.
Yes.
Look, sometimes stuff just needs fixing. There's nothing I can really do. Just I'm really sorry. Right. Well, but then nothing would ever get fixed and you'd be in a house that was falling apart and you'd be kicking right off.
That's fine. You'd have to give character the house.
You'd love it before. You'd love an old shithole, wouldn't you?
You'd love an
old shithole of a house. Yeah, honestly.
I would.
Guys, the amount of time we sit and watch Escape to the Chateau and someone buys a fucking dump. And she goes, I'd love to buy that. We're doing that up. That'll be a project, wouldn't it? Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Bath's fucking metal, like pewter. Look at it. It's rust. Look at it. They got in that bath and you did tetanus. Isn't it great? No, it's not.
I do room by room. Oh. Just living in a little room.
Minging.
All warm, cozy together in the same little bed mattress.
Like fucking little like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I would. It'll happen one day.
Ugh,
you'll be staying in a B&B down the road.
I will not. I will just build. I'll build a really modern apartment at the bottom of the garden and I'll live in the modern apartment.
That upsets me about our marriage.
What does?
I was thinking about this the other day. The fact that I just really want a really old house. Listed beams.
Yeah.
You hate anything like that.
I just want everything new. I feel like we're not going to get on. Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. You do understand if you're buying old shithole, there's going to be workmen there all the time. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's fine. I just wouldn't live there while they were there.
Right, okay, great.
Do you know what I mean?
Where you going to live then?
In me caravan.
Fuck.
That you're getting us for Christmas.
Oh, this is all just
because
terrible.
You've done Strictly. And you're rich and famous now. I'll leave the gates open on Christmas morning. Don't
for the
worry.
Caravan.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, God.
What's
do
you, beef
don't for? Expect a caravan. Don't be expecting a caravan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't be
it's
all
right,
it.
Don't worry. No. I know you're just trying to pose off.
Don't be doing
don't,
it.
No. All right, okay. Wing, wing.
No.
All right.
No.
All right, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Rosie.
Wing, wing.
No.
Wing, wing.
There is no, yeah. There's no caravan.
All right.
There's no caravan.
Just remember I need the thing for the back of my car.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
the tail.
Oh, the tail. Excited.
What's it called?
Tow bar.
The tow bar.
The tail.
I'm excited. Can't wait.
Jesus.
But we get a good one.
You got me got it.
Come on, Chris, I see
you
little
Oh, no,
face.
Lego do a car. I'll get you a Lego caravan. Hey, be a good build.
Oh, fuck off. What's your beef with me?
My beef with you this week is, obviously I've been working away a lot. Mm-hmm. I do miss you. I came home the other day. I gave you a lovely cuddle. I was sitting watching a bit of Downton Abbey again as we're still cracking on with that.
Yeah.
I gave you a cuddle and a kiss. I said, I love you. I'm happy to be back. I lay on you. You then let out a massive fart. And said, welcome home. So that's my main issue this week.
Oh, great. Sure it is. I just thought you might have really missed home confidence. You know, I don't want you getting too above your station with all these beautiful dancers.
Welcome back to reality, shithead.
I'm so sorry. That was, looking back now, it was funny at the time. You laughed. You laughed. Oh,
of course I did. I'm only half joking. It was hilarious.
I know, but it was a little bit wrong.
It was class. It was really funny. I'm only joking. It's not, in all honesty, it's not a real beef. It was really, really funny.
I'll take it back.
No, because it was still disgusting and I could have done without it. I could taste it.
I'd had beef, I think, that day. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, do the jingle.
Do you want to join in? You join in a little bit.
Okay, what do I do?
Just the words?
Yeah, but no, you always no, because you're a great singer and
just
it's lovely
you
hearing you around.
Let's see how we go.
No, because you're going to slag us off.
We're not going to practice.
Oh, God.
Ready, go.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit with a little bit of shit. Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit.
Whoa, hey.
Hey, look at me.
Listen to you, man.
Look at me. I'm going on The Voice next.
You better not, I swear. You better, if you dare go on a singing one, I'll be livid.
Of course I'm not.
Can you imagine?
I'm the worst singer in the world. But that was fun. I enjoyed that harmonising to poo songs. That was great.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Like, the amount of poo stories has been unbelievable.
Really?
It's
what the people want.
Well, we're only doing one a week, obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
because we can't do more.
Well, if you look at it, like, you know, it's not like the whole thing's about it. If you look at the toilet humour as a small portion of the show, so it's all right.
I've got one here.
Good.
This one. This one is from someone we know.
Is this the one you teased me earlier?
Yes.
Oh, I've been really excited for this.
Can't
so while
tell
we're
you.
Having with dinner, Rosie said that you had a Let's Talk About Shit story, and it was from, I mean, without giving away who it is.
You can't.
A possible relative.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
Well, all I'm saying is possible relative.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, it starts off like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is true because on the day it happened, I got a phone call telling me
great,
about it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. My partner is a manager in a very large business.
Someone's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, is this a poo story? Are you auditioning for the fucking apprentice?
You're bragging, love. A few years ago, something happened to him at work, which we still laugh about to this day.
Mm-hmm.
True, they do. I've heard them.
Right. I'm wondering if maybe I've picked up this story before. Maybe I know it. I'm excited. Continue.
You might have.
Okay.
He was preparing for a big finance meeting when he was due to present to a room full of people. He started to feel a bit of a dicky tummy coming on and popped into one of the spare meeting rooms to do a discreet fart.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got a funny feeling I know where this is going, but this is fantastic.
Post fart, he realised to his horror that he had followed through. My Lord.
Heavens.
In his state of sheer panic, he walked quickly, John Wayne style, to the toilet to assess the damage. I wish I could tell you who wrote this, because I feel like you would enjoy it even more, because it's ridiculous. And I know she's going to have had a lovely time writing this.
Oh, God.
He decided it was too risky to use the toilet on his floor in case any of his colleagues walk in, so he went to use the toilets down in reception.
Wow.
He realised that his underwear was past saving and the shit was well and truly now starting to seep through his Calvin Klein's. Oh, Christ.
Good heavens.
Oh. He knew that he should probably just throw away his underwear, but he also really didn't want to go commando for his meeting. He said the feeling of his trousers rubbing against his testicles would be too off-putting.
Wow. So what?
Rather just have shit on your pants.
Have a pants full of poo.
Oh.
Hey, Calvin Klein's, though. Someone's doing all right.
Yeah, exactly. Even people who wear Calvin Klein's are prone to shit themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nappy, guys.
Uh-huh. So, he pulled up his pants, walked out of the toilet, did a lap of the ground floor reception area and approached the reception desk to ask the receptionist if she had a pair of scissors he could borrow.
Right. No, I've never heard this. I have never
have
heard
you not?
This.
And you
no.
know, I've told you it is.
Yeah, I know who
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. True story. Ready? He went back to the toilet, removed his shitty underwear, and proceeded to cut the shitty part off.
No
using
way, man.
Scissors.
Shut the fuck. No. No.
He wrapped the shitty piece of material in some toilet roll and put it into the bin.
Oh.
The toilet's well and truly stank of shit by now. Oh, so he quickly pulled up his underwear,
bugger.
Which now had a massive hole in the back, and hot-footed it back to reception to hand back the scissors.
Oh, that's the worst. Why is that the worst bit? That's the worst bit.
That's the worst
Bless
bit.
Bless her.
Because she's just using them scissors on the eggs.
What if she's one of those people who cuts pizza with scissors? Some people do that. I've seen people do that. They put a pizza in the oven, a little thin pizza, and they cut it with scissors.
I know. But she could be cutting anything with that.
Oh,
she
a could, hair.
Oh, she could just be cutting anything.
Fingernails.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking more along the lines of like important documents.
No, that fingernails, the hair, no, eyelashes.
Great.
Yeah. Nose hair.
Are you? How big do you think these scissors are? They're not little teeny weeny ones. They're like pretty big scissors, I think.
As we did it with like a big massive.
Full on, like not little pair of nail scissors. These are massive scissors. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He then went and did his presentation with a massive hole in his underwear, and the poor receptionist was none the wiser that her scissors most likely still had his shitty winnet stuck.
Oh my Jesus. God. That's disgraceful.
When he told me the story on his way home that evening, I refused to believe him until he came in and showed me the evidence. I thought this was so funny, I decided to show the kids his underpants before I threw them out. I told them Daddy had farted and blew a hole in his pants.
Wow.
They thought it was hilarious, and they still talk about the time Daddy did a fart so powerful it blew his pants away.
Wow.
Imagine them going to school the next day.
Wonderful. Yeah, I wouldn't have told them. That's amazing. Well played.
Thank you very much.
Good God. Thanks very much. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I know we said we were only going to do one.
Okay.
Okay, but we're going to leave this to Daisy, our editor. I'm going to tell you this next one, and I'm going to leave it to her whether we stick it in or not.
Right,
okay?
And if this bit's still in, if you're listening to this now, she left both in, she's disgusting, it's her fault.
Yes, blame
there
Daisy.
We go. Blame Daisy.
Right, well, do you know how last week, the one, the shit chop with down the plug hole?
Yeah.
You were like...
So many people have
well,
spoken
you
about
said
that this week.
That hardly anyone does that.
Yeah.
I told you... There's more people do this. I've had really? Another one.
Oh, yeah, never.
It's worse.
No.
Chris,
no?
It's worse.
How?
It's. Wait, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
It is so much worse. It's horrific. Right. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I was listening to week 42's podcast and your shit story for that week made me laugh because it was so relatable, except...
Relatable.
I know.
Oh, for fuck's sake,
why is that relatable? Horrific. Except I can one-up it.
Oh.
They really can. In my first year of uni, I stayed in mixed gender halls. Oh. The setup was a long corridor of single rooms with a shared kitchen allocated for a group of four or five rooms, and then a shared bathroom and shower stalls for the full corridor. Minging. Do you get it?
I can smell the place. I can already smell the place. Yeah. It smells like microchips and damp washing.
Yeah, my ex, we lived in one of them. It leads. Yeah,
smells like a bin.
Awful. I wasn't very good at socialising with the people in my corridor, or even my shared kitchen. I promise I had friends, they just stayed in different halls. Yeah. I essentially only slept in the bed in my room and showered there.
Ugh.
And pooed.
Great.
However, I wasn't super happy in knowing that people could walk in on me shitting in the shared toilet, especially after an experience where I heard someone else shit whilst I was trying to take a simple poo in peace. I understand now.
All right, lady of the manor, can you not shit while I am shitting, please? Copycat.
I understand now that no one would know who was taking a shit, however, I panicked. So, I had to think of an alternative.
Mm.
Oh, I had a sink in my room.
No way. Nah.
And a basin.
No, stop it. You're horrible. You're all... Sorry, what's a basin?
A basin's a sink. Like, a basin... No, basin's the same thing, isn't it?
A sink and a basin.
A sink and a basin. Well, anyway, let's just see, because I thought the basin was like a bowl or a something.
Right.
So, I used to squat over the basin, take a dump, transfer it into my sink, force it down the sink.
Oh, you're the pit. Oh,
using a combination of hot water and my fingers.
No, 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 stop it.
Chris.
You're all horrible.
Chris, hang on. I did this on and off for at least half of my first year at university.
That is minging. That is minging. That is the... Right. Can I just say, A, you're disgusting. B, you could have done better, right? You could have popped at Asda for about 10 quid. You could have bought a blender, right? You could shit in the blender, put hot water in the blender, turn the blender on, blend it all up, and then pour the liquid down
why
the sink.
Why would you even do that? Go to the toilet.
No, no. Lunatic. If you're going to do that... Then that's your blender, right? Don't let anyone use that blender. Keep it in a sealed box.
Why? And that's horrific.
I'm just thinking of the pipe work.
I'm not
so
being
funny.
So
her room must have stunk of shit clinging to the inside of that pipe. Keep the plug in. Good God.
However, I would like to tell you that I've changed my ways and haven't done
this good.
Since.
Congratulations.
However, that would be a lie. Ready?
No.
2 years after graduating from university, I was at a bonfire night party at my stepdad's friend's house.
And I shat on the fire.
with my fingers. I was drunk and needed a shit.
However,
everyone was leaving the house to go see the local firework display and my poo wouldn't flush.
My God.
So, with everyone harassing me to hurry up, I had to fish it out the loo from the toilet bowl, transfer it to the sink and force it down with hot water on my fingers before giving my hands a thorough clean and rejoin the party. How clean are you washing your hands though? Sorry.
There's not enough.
Don't be fingering your turds.
In the world.
Exactly.
Nah. Can you remember when I got my pool table delivered when we lived in the old house? I got my pool table delivered.
Yeah.
And the guy was dropping all the bits outside, all the different bits of the pool table to put it together. And I picked it up. And it was like karma. I told you, didn't I? It was like karma because it was like I was getting a pool table to live at my house. So I was like absolute Johnny Big Bollocks, thought I was amazing.
Mm.
But then I helped the guy and he'd actually put it down in some dog shit.
Oh.
And I carried my pool table in and I had dog shit all over my hands. And I couldn't get rid of the smell all day.
Oh, it's even worse.
Hand sanitizer, I couldn't get rid of it. So doing that, bloody, oh God.
Horrible.
Minging.
Horrible.
Whoever wrote that, you are minging.
I know.
Stop it. Who is looking at a turd in a toilet that won't flush and their first thing to do is, so I picked it out with me hand and put it so... Like,
what would you do?
I'd fucking leave it.
Would you put toilet roll over it?
Well,
I've done that before.
It depends how it wouldn't flush. I'm very good at getting toilets to flush because I do block toilets.
Hello, my name is Chris Ramsey and I am very good at getting toilets to flush.
I block toilets quite often. You know this.
I know
I block
you do.
Toilets quite a lot. And I know how to get rid of them. So can I just tell you this right now? That we're going so filthy, but I learned this off my dad years ago, right?
Why
if you've got if you've got a little floating, a floating turd that won't flush.
Mm.
If you've got a floating turd.
Why are we talking about
No,
this?
Come on, this is public service, right? If you've got a floater that won't flush, right? All you gotta do is rip off probably 3 lengths of toilet roll. Now when I say lengths, I mean make sure there's at least four squares per length.
What?
Right? 4 squares per length, right?
That's a lot.
So that's 3 lengths, 3 lots of 4 squares. Roll them up into 3 decent-sized balls, right? And throw one at the poo, throw it at it, flush, and then throw the other 2 as it's flushing and they grab hold of it and they pull it down. the three balls, grab hold and pull it down. I know it sounds like bollocks, but that works. I know it sounds like bollocks. Throw the balls at them, and I'm telling you, the catch it and take it down.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I know it's up there. I know it's up there with, like, rub the meat on your wart and bury it in the garden, sorry, and as the meat decays, your wart will disappear. I know it sounds like magic, but it actually works.
I can't.
It That's works. Hilarious. And if you ever block the toilet, just fill a bucket of water and pour the bucket of water from a height into the toilet, and that'll move the stuff down.
God, how often do you do this?
Fucking all the time. So often.
You're so disgusting.
So often.
Right, can we stop?
Do you know our downstairs toilet? You know that little bucket you've got next to the toilet? That little show thing with the rose on it?
What, the bin?
The bin?
Uh-huh.
That's my bucket. Fill that up on the regs, mate.
No, you don't.
On the regs. I fill it up in the bath and I pour it down.
Oh my God.
On the regs. That's what I do.
You need more. You need different diet. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Nobody likes pubes on the toilet seat. Wipe them off, you dirty bastard.
Was that just a little public service announcement?
Yes.
Happy days.
Okay, one here, serious question. Normal poo, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
Here's a question. Hey, guys. Really enjoying the podcast.
Thank you.
So I emailed in a few weeks ago asking how you can tell if someone likes you. I'm so sorry, I didn't see it.
God,
mate, over 9,000 emails.
Yeah, we've got knocking on 10,000, don't worry about
but
it.
But I found this one.
Okay.
Well, I finally got the bollocks to write why. Was shitting myself in case he listened, but here goes. So this guy I work with is a very, very nice guy. He is lovely to everyone, but lately we've been getting very close. And I don't know if it's like best mates kind of close or more than that.
Okay.
I found out today he changed his work pattern, which now fits in the same as mine.
Oh.
It's pretty telling, isn't it? Is it?
I don't know what the pattern is, do I?
Well, does that matter?
It was just the way you said it's pretty telling, isn't it?
Well, he's changed his work pattern, so that's the same as hers.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying don't read too much into it.
Are you? Oh, cynic. We went on a works night out, and he was my lift, and he told everyone we were just going for the meal, then we went out after he paid for my drinks all night. However, I got in such a state, he had to sit with me and hold my hair while I was sick.
Good God. Good God. Come on, man, love. Come on, man. Hold it together.
You're ruining it. Come on. He also found out I went for another job and begged me to stay and even tried to talk to the management to try and get me to stay.
Good God.
Mm. We also have an office in Ireland and he's been asking if me and him can go there for a week. I just feel like he's being friendly. But then part of me thinks surely it's more than just friendly. I've missed a lot off, but that's because it's a long story. Sorry for the long one. Tell us what you think.
Ooh.
There's a lot going on there.
I
don't know how she hasn't noticed that asking you to go to Ireland and speaking to management and changing your shift pattern isn't enough to realise that someone likes you.
But then, so it's the age old thing, isn't it? If she hasn't got a clue and she's given absolutely no signals back, then he's going to be crapping himself and not going to want to put it out there. So he just keeps hinting. Should we go away for a week? Oh, don't leave. Oh, I'll speak to management. Oh, I'll hold your hair while you're being sick. Oh, I'll buy you drinks all night. Like, what's going on?
They're not hints, though. They're pretty obvious things.
Are they, though? Because they're also obvious things of someone wanting to be your friend.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I should know a lot about this because I used to get friend-zoned a lot.
Oh, no,
when I was
you?
Younger. Oh, yeah, I was always the lad's mate.
Oh, bless you. Really?
Although, just this is totally off. Do you know what I was thinking about the other day?
What?
This is so random. Mm. Do you remember when I was at school?
Mm.
Do you know I won the best bum in year 11?
Who put that together? The teachers?
The lads.
Thing for the teachers?
The lads in my year. I won best bum. Can you believe it? I was absolutely buzzing.
You got a lovely bum. I love your bum.
Thank you. Yeah. So did all year 11 think that as well.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It was the teachers who put it together. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Assembly today, best bum, Rosie Winter.
Thank
Go
you.
On up, Rosie. Give her a twirl. Sir?
Give her a little wiggle.
That'd be so wrong.
That would be horrific. But yeah, very chuffed about that. But well no, done. On
year
the other hand though.
Year 11, best bum.
Best bum?
Best bum. Best friend bum.
Best friend bum. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think they'd run out of stuff.
Right, okay.
They'd run out of stuff, do you know what I mean? It's like best boobs, best eyes, best lips.
Fittest.
Fittest, you know, like best
at
giving blowjobs and that.
To marry.
And whatever. And I just got, who's got the best arse? Rosie can have it.
And that'll do. But they're talking about your arse or your face?
Who knows? Who knows? It's because I hung around with like the pretty girls, mm-hmm. but I was like the last on the pecking order the pretty girls.
Were you the dragger on, the hanger on?
I was the hanger on.
Yeah.
I was the winnet of the pretty popular girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's tragic. So I used to always just kind of be the friend who would
just wanna,
set up the other friends.
Do you just want to come out with us tonight? We're going to go to the park. Yeah, right. Okay. Bring four of your mates for my friends and bring your dog for Rosie. She won best bum. Your dog will love her bum.
Sniffed me ass all night. Little shit. That might be why I don't like dogs.
I know he's bought me wine everywhere.
Oh, God. Traumatised. So anyway, I don't know what's going on there.
I've got no idea. I think we've touched on this before. I've got no... I don't know what the signals are. I don't know what's happening. I don't... In the past, I've read signals completely wrong and I've also failed to read signals.
Yeah.
Again, I think you should... I don't know. It should be like... I deny there should be a colour code for it or something. Like if you fancy someone, wear this colour. Or I don't know. See, some people love the thrill of the chase. They're like, oh, well, I cannot be arsed. I could never be arsed. I was the person who would put people off straight. I'd be like, right, cards on the table. Do you fancy me? Yes or no?
Is this big enough?
Is this a thing?
Yes or no?
Cards on the table. Tell us what's happening now. Are we going to kiss? Tell us. Don't just lean in and shut your eyes because I don't know what you want. You might be trying to sneeze. Are we going to kiss?
Oh my God, do you know what it is though? You're still like that now.
Of course I am.
Like that's still your life
now. I need
now,
to know straight away.
Just need to know.
I do, I need to know everything. Honestly. I hate subtlety. Fuck that. So boring. Who's got time for that? And I asked her if you want to go to Ireland and I made the bosses stay. And then she'll go, okay, then we're going to kiss. And you go, oh no, you're just me mate. Well, fucking, you're weird. Why do you want us to go away with this? I don't want to go away with any of my mates from work. Mm-hmm. Creep. Yeah.
Where's your dog?
Anyway, good luck with it.
Good luck. Babadoo, 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 ba. Another one here.
Yeah.
This one, a bit of fan mail.
Fan mail?
Fan mail for her.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
I'm thinking this guy, you might be related to David. I'm not sure.
Ah, okay, so that we'll kind see. Of fan mail. Okay.
We'll see. Dear Rosie and Chris, so I'm 18 minutes, 2 seconds into episode 9.
Wow.
I've had to pause this and type this email.
Wow.
I had thought of a good question to send at the end of this week's episode, but as I say, I have had to press pause and pull over. So I'm guessing he was driving his pull over.
Jesus.
Yes, literally parked to send this question with a side of beef. Like many fans of the podcast, I look forward to Friday's commute so I can listen to you both. I think you're both really funny and bounce off each other very well.
Oh, that's nice.
Move over, Ant and Dec. There's new Geordies in town.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely, isn't it?
That's lovely. Yeah.
However, I reached a point, specifically at 18:02, when Rosie's singing really annoyed me, unlike when I have smiled previously. So there's the beef. Now the question. After being together for some time, does her singing randomly during conversation get to you, or have you learned to block it out? If so, please share the secret with me. Kind regards, Mick.
Fucking hell, Mick.
Or as I like to call him, Mick the fucking prick. Mick the prick who felt the need to pull over and email in to complain about us.
Mick, you know you can just turn it off. Maybe skip it. Or maybe turn it down.
I think the thing that I found saddest about this
right.
was that he could have pulled over.
Yeah.
He could have messaged a loved one. Do you know what I mean? He could have sent a lovely email. He could have
quickly went on Just Giving and donated some money to charity.
Do you know what I mean?
But
no.
What did he spend his time doing?
He decided to email to us to complain about my singing. Do you know what I mean?
Good God.
Get over it, Mick.
Let it go, Mick.
Let it go.
It's all good, mate. Don't. No.
I've got him.
Shut up.
Oh, let it go.
Oh, Mick, I'm
let
so sorry.
It go.
Mick, this is for you, Mick.
You're a fucking prick.
Sorry,
let
Mick.
Let it go.
Mick, there's loads
let
of other podcasts
go.
Out there.
And don't get your dick on a brick. Thank you for the fan mail, guys. Really appreciate it.
Oh, Mick and David sitting in a tree. Completely ing.
Well done. High five. That was great. That was great. Babadoo, 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 ba. Good afternoon, Chris and Rosie. I have a question for you both.
Lovely.
If asked, and if necessary, would you apply cream to each other's bum holes?
Fuck me.
Oh,
That really took me by surprise, that.
Did you like that?
That really took me by surprise.
I just want to tell you all again that Chris has no idea what these questions are.
That was wonderful. Ever. Very well done.
You actually get a lot more of enjoyment out of this podcast.
It's really entertaining for me. I do no prep at the minute because of Strictly, so you just do all these questions and I just get to sit and enjoy these as they come.
Great fun. It's great.
Fantastic.
So they're saying, would you do it? And I'm not talking for fun or sexual pleasure in some twisted way that people might enjoy, but for a genuine sore bum.
Right.
Okay. Can I answer this?
Yes.
Why can't your arm stretch around your bum hole and do it yourself?
That was my question as well.
Get a mirror.
Why aren't you doing
squat
it?
Squat down. Do it yourself. Why are you asking you? They have to put bum cream on.
Yeah, I don't know why bum cream's going. I don't know why we're doing it. I mean, I would if I had to. If I had to, if you're really ill,
I don't think there'd ever be a time when you'd have to put bum cream on my bum.
Maybe. What if...
What's happened to my arms?
What if you'd somehow been in some kind of cooking accident where you'd burnt both hands and your anus at the same time? Somehow, I don't know what's happened.
Oh my God, what was I making?
Some kind of bake-off thing. Where maybe you've got like a hot sort of, I don't know, like maybe a...
Danger
hot,
bake.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe like some kind of hot... Yeah.
Let's say maybe some kind of
stew or something, right. Or a hot pot. You've got it out of the oven.
Oh my God, you've got to do it naked.
No, you've somehow, like maybe you've spilt some of it and uh-huh. it's gone on your pants a bit.
Right.
So then you've quickly pulled your pants off and then you didn't realise that you'd also spilt some onto the chair as well.
And then you sit down and
then it goes, it directly penetrates your anus.
Yep.
And then at the same time, and then you stand up and you get such a fright, you lean forward and you put both your hands into it as well.
Oh, okay.
So your hands are blistered. Yeah. And they're all wrapped up and you're sitting with your hands in the air like jazz hands.
Right.
And you're also cocking your leg like a dog and you need cream on your bum.
Boils everywhere.
Yeah.
Third degree burn.
All of your hands.
Right, amazing. Yeah. Okay, then, yes.
Yeah.
Probably would need your help.
Yeah.
But
I'd probably still be laughing.
I'd be more inclined to ring Sandra.
Really? You get your mum to?
Yeah. Possibly.
Okay. Can she do mine while she's here?
What's happened to you?
Same.
No, do you know what's happened to you?
What?
You've had a really terrible skiing accident.
Right, okay.
You were going down the slope a little bit too fast.
What?
Someone tripped you over, you got a ski like up one of them poles up your bum.
But that's not a burn. That's unless it went up really fast. It's not a burn. It's just it doesn't have to be a burn.
You said it's
it?
Burn cream.
I thought it was burn cream. I don't know.
No, this is just anything cream. This
okay,
is
so
just
a ski pole's gone up.
This
bum,
is Savlon. This is like so you don't get an infection.
Right,
cream.
Other creams are available. They're not getting sponsorship.
Sorry, I don't think there's one. Germany's also available. This bit. Vaseline, Sudocreme, whatever.
All of that.
So it's just you've had one of them poles go up your rectum.
Right. Okay.
And then what's happened is when you've landed on this. You're not skiing. You're ice skating.
Right, okay.
And then you've landed in your fingers.
Why is there a pole?
Sometimes people ice skate with poles.
No, they don't. Never seen that happen.
Right,
maybe it's an umbrella.
Oh, why are you ruining me?
Or someone else's ski. Maybe it's someone else's ski. Maybe I fell and it's gone up my arse.
Someone skied over your fingers. You've got no fingers anymore.
Oh, God.
So would you let us put your cream on your bum?
So someone has skied over my fingers. They've came off and someone else has stopped and the ski has gone up my arse and you need to put the cream on my arse.
It's just, honestly, couldn't have been a worse day for you.
That's
it was
a terrible day.
And you had loads on that night as well. So it's just letting people down left, right and centre, if I'm honest.
Yeah, fair enough. I would let you put the cream on your bum.
Right, okay, great.
Yeah.
I would.
You would
I'd
put the cream
probably
on.
Probably wear gloves.
Yeah, good. That's very, and I would probably never go ice skating again.
I wouldn't blame you, babe.
I'm not even going to go this Christmas now because I'm worried that exactly that might happen.
Yeah, it could.
Worst things have happened.
I know. I mean, I'm good that I'm not going to get to do that TV programme, the cooking programme, but it's fine. There'll be other ones.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Celebrity.
This week it is from Kelvin the Hips Fletcher.
Oh, the competition.
Yeah.
Oh, fraternizing with the enemy.
There's no competition from me for Kelvin, I tell you that right now. He's got no to worry about that, lad.
The snake hips of the Dales.
Hiya, mate. Have you ever seen your missus have a number two? Because I've never seen my missus have a number two. And now we're married with our kids. I want to see it, just so I know I've seen it. So maybe that's way too over the top. I don't know. Hope you're well. See you soon.
Wow.
Kelvin, right. Dude, you don't want to see it. Rosie is still... I've said this from day one. Rosie will just run into the toilet where I'm there. I could be brushing my teeth. I could be doing whatever. I could be having a shower. And she'll just start... It's like... She somehow gets off on me being in the same room while she's having a poo.
Wet floor sign over here.
It's
at the same time.
And he sent us another one, but his second question was, Your podcast is brilliant and doing so well, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed off would you be if the sponsors suggested it should now be just Rosie on her own?
Oh, well, I didn't want to say it, Chris, but I've actually been on the line. Some well, people talking to this and that, you know what I mean?
You've already started. You've already started muscling in. The bloody sponsors are all bras and knickers and bloody dildos and that now, so I don't know what to do.
No, I couldn't do. What would I talk about?
Shit.
God. Yeah, it would be. It would be. Who would I interview? I'd just have to interview.
Welcome to Number Twos with Rosie.
Oh my gosh. I would just interview celebrities.
Yeah.
About like poo.
Oh God.
I'm telling you, this
you bet
could happen.
The Gillian McKeith of podcasting.
Oh my gosh. I could get them to bring a sample.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We could just look at it and that.
And then at the end, you ceremonially push it down a plug.
That's the podcast right there.
Good heavens.
I'm just gonna ring a few people if I'm honest.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brilliant. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. And we've come to the end of another episode. Thank you so, so much for listening once again. Like we said before, we really appreciate you coming back week after week and we love doing it. So thank you. And hopefully you'll be back next week as well.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. If you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Don't just make them fecal related. Make them all kinds of questions and things. And whatever you want to get off your chest, just let us know. shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please watch Strictly on Saturday night and vote because it would be a laugh. If this idiot made it to the final. Can you imagine? I mean, I was in the dance-off last week, so I probably, you know, I think maybe the viewers are clicking on that. Maybe
come on, Smaz.
Maybe it should just be good dancers in the final, but you never know. Might be quite a practical joke on all this Strictly, you know, the Strictly experts out there, if this idiot made it to the final. But that's on Saturday night, around about 7 o'clock, is something like that. Votes open as the show closes. And my 2022 is on sale now, you beauties. So that's chrisramseycomedy.com for that. It is goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from the chocolate-quilted shit-talking shit pig. There she is. Oh, snorted, made herself cough.
Made cough.
Brilliant.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Big love.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.